friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Benjamin. Hey, Benjamin! He sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for a story about a magical spirit bear? Me too! Let's go! One day, Benjamin was fast asleep. That was the snoring sound of a magical Kermode bear. Wait a second, is Benjamin a bear? Yes, Benjamin is a magical Kermode bear. And I'm sure you're wondering, what is a Kermode bear? Oh, Benjamin has an amazing job. He has the job of keeping our memories rememberable. Wait, what does that mean? Oh, so you know how you might remember something from a long time ago? That's called a memory. Well, Benjamin's job is he actually helps us remember things in our minds. He's magical and pretty cool and really nice. Can everyone say hi, Benjamin? Hey, Benjamin. Oh, hello, said Benjamin. Oh, yeah, sorry. I think we just woke him up. Well, as Benjamin stretched his arms and his legs, he knew it was time to get to work. Wait, what kind of work does a Kermode bear do? Oh, he eats rainbow grass. Wait, rainbow grass? I've never seen rainbow grass before. Have you? Yeah, me neither. Well, rainbow grass is a special magical grass that gives Benjamin his special powers. This rainbow grass lives high up in the mountains where it grows, and there's no people around there. But something terrible happened last night. While Benjamin was sleeping, a terrible forest fire raged through the mountains and burned all of the rainbow grass in the area. As Benjamin looked around, he was very sad. Oh no! What are we gonna do? If I cannot eat the rainbow grass, then no one will have any memories anymore. I must find a new mountain. Wait, if he doesn't eat rainbow grass, then are we gonna forget everything? I think that's what he said. This is a very important mission, but he has to find a new mountain with rainbow grass because all of this rainbow grass got burned up in the forest fire. Oh no, how is he gonna do that? And just then, it started to rain. The rain was good because it put out the forest fire, but it was too late. All that rainbow grass was gone. As Benjamin started marching along, I'm really hungry. You see, Benjamin, the only thing that he eats is rainbow grass. And when he eats rainbow grass, it somehow is magical, and it somehow helps us remember our memories. Wow. Well, as he marched along, he started asking other creatures to ask if they had ever seen another patch of rainbow grass. He walked up to a little squirrel and said,
Oh, hello, friend. I'm looking for rainbow grass. It appears that the rainbow grass on the mountain on yonder has been burned, and I must find more.
Oh, hold on, Simone.
The squirrel was looking around.
I don't think I've seen any, but there's a moose over there, and the moose knows everything. You should go ask him.
Okie dokie.
Benjamin continued walking through the forest. It was very muddy in the rain, and sometimes he slipped, but He had very big bear paws that helped him not fall over if he slipped.
Oh, hello, Moose.
Ah, how's it going, Benjamin? It's great to see ya,
said the moose.
Oh, well, I'm not doing very well because the rainbow grass is all gone, but I know there must be more. Have you seen any rainbow grass?
Oh, why, of course I have. Yes. Where was it?
The moose looked around over his right shoulder and then over his left shoulder. His big, ginormous moose antlers. They were very big.
I think it's definitely that way.
Okie dokie. See you later, Mr. Moose.
Okay, bye.
Benjamin followed the direction that Mr. Moose pointed. This, I hope, was the right way. The sun was now peeking through the clouds as the rain had stopped. And Benjamin knew that he was running out of time. If the entire day passed without him eating any rainbow grass, everyone would surely forget their memories. I like memories. Memories are really cool, like to remember fun times with your friends or your parents, or yeah, it's kind of fun to lay in bed and to remember all the cool things that you did maybe yesterday or last week. Memories are very special. So I really don't want to lose my memories. I really hope Benjamin is able to find some more magical rainbow grass. Benjamin climbed over another hill and over some boulders and underneath some fallen trees to get to the other side. And pretty soon he wound up in a cave.
Hello, 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 hello.
All he heard was an echo. No one was in that cave. He wasn't sure where to go or what to do. He closed his eyes and took in one big breath through his nose. You see, bears have very good sniffers. And just then, his eyes popped open.
Oh, I can definitely smell some rainbow grass, he said.
He ran as fast as he could, further down the trail. And up the mountain he turned. The sun was beginning to set. It looked beautiful, but it was a terrible sign of the end of the day. There it was, up ahead, the rainbow grass in a brand new, beautiful field that Benjamin had never been to. The grass waved in the breeze. It was all different colors, purple and yellow and blue and green, and wow, it was absolutely beautiful. As Benjamin dove into the grassy field, he started to gobble down all the rainbow grass, and just in time as the sun set, all the memories in the world were saved. Benjamin had saved the day and found a new, beautiful place to live and eat his magical rainbow grass. Woo! I'm so glad that he saved the day, because now I can remember all the fun things that I did yesterday. And so can you. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to say hey to Shira and Tahia from Brooklyn, New York. Oliver and Teddy from New Jersey, Kenzie from Toronto, Ontario, Uday and Veda from Bangalore, India, Kiki and Ruby May from Calgary, Ontario, and Izal and Saul from Waterloo, Ontario. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!